in Washington, it's just a whole mess right now when it comes to this. We have the debt limit ceiling going on, debate going on there. Then we also have this Obamacare tangent to this whole thing. What do you expect to happen with all this, and what's your analysis from all this?
Well, the rhetoric is getting hotter and hotter and hotter. In fact, just a minute ago on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Senator Tom Harkin, a Democrat from Iowa, just called the Republicans who don't like Obamacare anarchists, and they want to close down the government. The rhetoric has become almost like second graders hurling epithets. But what's going to happen most likely today? There's going to be some big votes in the Senate, and most likely there's going to be a bill sent back to the House, and probably it's going to be just a continuing resolution without the defunding Obamacare part in it, what they call just a clean resolution, which just simply says we're going to continue the funding of government just at the same level it is now. We haven't passed a budget in about 4 or 5 years, so why do it now? And they'll send that over to the House. But then there's another big issue coming up, and that is raising the debt, which is now approaching $17 trillion. And the House, I believe, is going to say to the president, we'll make you a deal. We'll raise the debt, which we don't want to do. We want more spending cuts, but we'll raise the debt. But you have to agree to one thing. Cut some stuff out of Obamacare or extend it along for another year or so until it takes effect, or we'll make you a deal on some other things like pipeline projects and other tax issues. But the president says, I'm not going to negotiate, so don't even ask me. So that's where a lot of people begin to believe there could be a government shutdown, but I doubt it.